Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Today, a conversation with the Venerable Kalu Rinpoche, who is the senior meditation master in the Kagyupa lineage of Tibetan Buddhism. Born in 1905 in the Tibetan region of what is now China, he was considered an advanced practitioner of Vajrayana Buddhism at a young age. For 15 years as a young adult, he led the life of a solitary mountain yogi and is said to have attained enlightened wisdom. Kalu Rinpoche returned to human society some 40 years ago as a spiritual teacher. The dialogue we'll now hear was recorded on his recent visit to the Boston area. I ask him about the process of compassion and how to bring that into one's life. He replies in Tibetan with the soft voice of an elderly man, followed by his English interpreter. Here's the Venerable Kalu Rinpoche.
Developing compassion is best achieved through understanding suffering, through really being aware of and understanding suffering. What we normally think of as compassion is the case of someone who's just sitting there quite contentedly and someone comes along who is afflicted with a very serious illness or a very severe handicap or is obviously undergoing some very great pain or suffering. And there's a certain compassion that arises in the mind. You know, oh, what a shame, what a terrible thing to happen to that person. It's a kind of a spontaneous reaction to the situation. But to actually develop true compassion goes beyond this, because one has to understand the suffering which is inherent in all the different states of existence in the cycle of rebirth. Now, in the Buddhist tradition, we approach this not just from the point of view of the human realm, but the possibilities of existence in other realms as well. In the Buddhist tradition, we describe what are termed the six realms of existence in the cycle of rebirth. Three of these are considered to be lower states, relatively lower states of existence, in terms of the confusion which is present in the mind and the amount of suffering which is experienced. And the lowest of these are what we term the hell realms. The second is the realm of what we term the pretas, which is often translated as hungry ghosts. And there is the animal realm. Now, in the Buddhist tradition, one is encouraged to think about and understand the suffering that is going on in those realms of existence for the beings there. And furthermore, to understand that there are many human individuals who are sowing the karmic seeds for that kind of rebirth. One can see around one people who are engaged because of their emotional confusion, because of their being completely dominated by their desire, their hatred, their anger, their stupidity, their pride, their jealousy, their avarice. They are continually engaged in activities which reinforce these negative tendencies in them and will drag them down to this kind of lower state of existence. And so, having understood suffering from that point of view, understanding suffering and the confusion which leads to that suffering, gives one the key for really developing this true compassion from the heart for all beings. But to simply sit down with an intellectual concept, oh, I should develop compassion, and to just simply look at someone else and think, I really should feel compassionate for them, this kind of approach is not going to be effective. It's based upon one's real understanding of the situation that one develops true compassion.